Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Knoll, and it's a pleasure being with you during this hour. As everyone knows by now, WBAI is in the midst of its fundraising efforts. We're doing all that is reasonable to try to raise funds for the sustaining of this station, a wonderful station. In fact, of all five Pacifica stations, I've been on BAI for about 45 years, and I can tell you that it has some of the most progressive programming in all of Pacifica. But we have to support that. And today we have some familiar faces and voices, Christine Bosdell. And Christine, where are you at right now in the United States?
Actually, I'm not in the United States. I'm currently down under. Gary, I'm in Australia, New South Wales.
Okay. Well, thank you for being with us. And Dr. Roy Spicer. Dr. Spicer is an outstanding scientist. He has a background from Rutgers University. He has a doctorate from Rutgers in microbiology. He has published a lot of articles. But more importantly, I bring Roy on because he's a water expert, specifically about the quality of our water. And that's what our program is going to be about today. We're going to begin with Roy giving us the latest update from not just the United States, but around the world. Some places like in Sydney and Australia, where you're at, in Brisbane, they've had tens of thousands of people that have been evacuated because of flash flooding, where just a year ago they were in the midst of a massive drought, still are in a drought, but they had over, I believe it was somewhere between 100 million plus animals die because of the fires. The whole country was ravaged. So you go to these extreme weather events, again, all caused by global warming, and most of that is caused by human input. And so that's just in one country. In the United States this year, in the last 12 months, we saw, for example, just 2 weeks ago, the Arctic vortex, where, and again, this caused by global warming. Unfortunately, for Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and others who have said, even Tucker Carlson, that global warming is not an issue. It certainly is, maybe not in their world of life, but trying to say, well, look how cold it is out, so where's your global warming? Well, it's because of global warming you have that. I'm not going to go into the science on that now, but that's what's causing it. But we had the coldest weather in the history of Texas, -0.3 degrees, and 18 inches of snow, then another 8 inches of snow, then another 6 inches of snow. They've never had that. Lots of people were without heat and water for a long period of time. And again, they had no water. And the water they did have was not safe to drink. And we're not talking about a few people. We're talking about up to 5 million people living in Texas. And it took a long time to get the power back on. But it was also a lot of other states. And then you have places that get too much water, what are called water bombs, where the sky opens up and a huge amount of water falls. And or you get a hurricane that stalls at 3 to 5 miles an hour. And in Houston, 3 years ago, it dropped 21 trillion gallons of water in an afternoon. It caused 5 feet of flooding because there's a cap of clay down there. Everything's built on clay, so there's no place for the water to go. So you start seeing people whose homes were flooded and all these good civilians, good citizens, coming out in their boats, their fly fishing boats, et cetera, and helping people get to safety. But we were unprepared. But then again, we were unprepared for Katrina. We were unprepared for Hurricane Sandy. In fact, this radio station you're listening to, WBAI, was actually closed down because of Hurricane Sandy. Interesting, because when I was calling all day long and saying, there's a high probability you're going to get flooded down there, and I said, no, we're not going to get flooded down here. And I remember the last call I made was between 6 and 7 o'clock. I said, well, look, uptown here at 83rd and Broadway, we have backup generators. We have offices that we've set aside for your staff. We're going to go on pre-record so you can do your programs live. And I've filled it with enough food and water to last you a month. And cots in a major room down there, so people who didn't have a easy place to commute could be there. Everything you needed. I was told, stop calling us. You're bothering us. 3 hours later, I get a call. Gary, is that offer still open? I said, why? He said, well, the water's up to the telephone. pole, or the light pole. It's up to the lights. And people couldn't get in and out of the building. And needless to say, the generator went off because it was in the basement. And BI was off the air for the next month or so. And we broadcast from my studios. By the way, before that, on 9/11, we broadcast from my apartment for almost a month while the station was not able to be used. In any case, we don't seem to learn anything from our historic crisis. We're not prepared. Some people are. But the average American is unprepared for any disaster. FEMA is always unprepared. Always. It can't do anything right and in preparation. And yet we're getting worse events than ever before we've seen. In fact, last year we had five once-in-500-year events in 1 year. We also had the worst fires, worst flooding, a Category a 6 hurricane, never saw that before, and two Category 5s hit Florida. So we're in a place now where we've got to pay attention to just the basics. How clean is our water? How safe is our water? When you turn on the tap and the water looks clear, does that mean it's clean and safe to drink? And what do you need to know to make your water cleaner, safer, and so that your body is somewhere a little over 72% water? Shouldn't you make sure that the water goes into your body is good water? Basic questions, simple questions. So I've invited Dr. Spicerum because this is where he lives every day in the science of water chemistry and trying to provide people with understanding how they can make sure that their water is safe. And by the way, we all remember Flint, Michigan. We all remember the astronomical lead levels, over 5,000 plus times higher than what was considered safe by the EPA. And yet now today, that water supply is still polluted. And a lot of homeowners lost their home because they couldn't pay their water bills, because they couldn't drink the water, and they didn't think they should have to pay their bills to the city. And boy, they learned a lesson about that, as did citizens in Detroit as well. So now we learn that there's thousands of towns, communities, and cities in the United States whose water is as bad or worse than Flint. Why isn't this front page news? Why hasn't the stimulus package gone to rebuild infrastructure, to rebuild our bridges and our streets, and prepare us for the future, help cities that are on the coast and homeowners, provide homeowner insurance? Because right now, it's hard, if not impossible, to get insurance. And because insurers took a bath the last time there was a big hurricane 2.5 years ago here in Florida. So they're really pumping up. The rates are not providing insurance at all. And if they do, it's a tricky insurance. Do you have wind insurance? Do you have flood insurance? Do you have hurricane insurance? Because you might have one, and they're going to say, well, the damage was due to the other two. They play every game in the book. I know. They played it on me down here, my animal sanctuary. So we've got a little bit of time now. We're going to turn it over to Dr. Spicer, and he's going to give you a real update and important information that could help you with your health concerning water. Roy, the forum is yours.
Thank you, Gary. Well, first, other than air, water is the most critical substance for sustaining life. All of our body's life processes depend on clean water, and without it, we cannot survive more than a few days. Unfortunately, when we turn on a tap, the water you are drinking is not clean, healthy. It's a toxic brew. So the notion that safe drinking water is coming out of your tap is a myth. The fact is that tap water gets a passing grade from the EPA doesn't mean it's safe. In fact, far from it. Our water delivery infrastructure has been crumbling for decades. And as you mentioned, the government has failed to allocate funds necessary to maintain our country's failing main pipes, some of which have been around for more than a century. Flint, Michigan is a good example of what happens when you don't do the proper procedures to clean the water. Those pipes were made almost of lead, concrete, and some iron, and they eroded and disintegrated, causing residual toxins to leach into the water, particularly lead. And people were drinking this every day. They were drinking it, cooking with it, and bathing with it. The treatment plants failed, and they were never designed properly, and they didn't use the proper treatment to maintain the system. So as a result, across the country, water supplies are playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette with the chemicals in our drinking water. They're adding all types of cancer-causing chemical agents upon disinfecting the water, and it's feeding our country's already chronic disease epidemic. For example, chlorine is the government's disinfection chemical of choice. However, when you chlorinate the water, as it goes into the main system, there's organic material in the main and rotting materials that cause disinfection byproducts. In other words, the chlorine combines with organic material, forming other groups of chemicals, particularly trihalomethanes and haloacetic gases. There's hundreds of different chemicals that are formed in the main pipes because of these byproducts. And the byproducts are known carcinogens. So the evidence is strongest against THMs, trihalomethanes. And that has led the EPA to classifying THMs as Class B probable carcinogens. So every day you're drinking and bathing in water that causes health conditions. There's a whole array of chemicals, too many to mention here, but I just want to cover a few. For example, quite a few years ago, the Associated Press investigated the amount of pharmaceuticals in U.S. drinking water supplies. And they found from the testing that there were 46 different pharmaceuticals in the drinking water supplies in the United States. And this exposed more than 41 million people to chemicals such as antibiotics, anticonvulsants, antidepressants, anticoagulants, and sex hormones. And the list goes on. Further, natural tap water includes, this is from numerous studies, natural tap water includes 93 known or probable carcinogens. This is from the Environmental Working Group. They publish a large study. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. So the levels that are in the water do not exceed, in most cases, the EPA allowable concentrations. Let me explain that. Maximum allowable concentrations are set by the EPA, and really they're based on junk science. So they set arbitrary limits. For example, I'll give you one particular contaminant, arsenic. Back in the 1980s, the levels that were considered allowable, not safe, not healthy, the allowable concentrations were 50 parts per billion. That's exceptionally high. So after they did some more scientific studies, they found that 50 parts per billion was causing a lot of cancer in those areas that had arsenic. They lowered the MCL to 10 parts per billion. So if you were drinking water back in the 1980s that had 49 parts per billion, it was considered allowable, but today it's not considered safe. So it's really not science that they base these allowable concentrations. And there's a whole list of them. But the biggest problem today, not only are the regulated contaminants exceeding safe levels, but you have thousands of unregulated contaminants. There's a whole new group of contaminants called PFOS and PFOA group. There's at least 16 different chemicals. And these chemicals have gotten into the groundwater supplies. They're coming from use of fire retardants. There's a lot of normal everyday products that contain them. And these groups of chemicals are extremely toxic. They're so toxic that the EPA has now set temporary limits at 70 parts per trillion. That's the lowest level that's ever been set for any group of chemicals that are considered highly toxic. So these chemicals have been now found in many water sources. I look at water reports every day. We're starting to see it. And it's going to be very difficult to remove these chemicals from the water. They're considered the everlasting chemicals. So it's going to require special filtration equipment to get rid of it. But it's starting to show up in many water supplies. So what we found is that the list of contaminants in drinking water is very extensive. So when you turn on the tap, you're really drinking a chemical cocktail. Typically in city water, most municipal treated water, almost all of them have disinfection byproducts. Like I said, THMs and HAAs. They're now using a new set of chemicals called chloramine, which is a combination of chlorine and ammonia. It's even more toxic. Typically in almost every city water that I look at, the report, there's lead, copper, barium, those are all heavy metals. Many water systems we look at have other toxic heavy metals like arsenic, barium, once in a while mercury, cadmium. So there's a whole array of heavy metals that are very toxic to our health. We also see a lot of industrial chemicals. They call them VOCs, volatile organic chemicals. I was living on Long Island for 30 years, and there's some areas on Long Island that have up to 12 to 14 different chemicals in addition to heavy metals. And, of course, we have the old toxin, which is fluoride. There's just a mountain of evidence about the health-destroying effects of fluoride. And about 75% of the U.S. population still receives fluoridated water. But they're using a more toxic form of fluoride now. It's not the fluoride you get from your dentist. It's a chemical called hydrofluorosilicic acid. And this is even more toxic than the old forms of fluoride. If you look at the Fluoride Action Network, there's over 100 studies that have been published. And in the last several that fluoride in any form is a neurotoxin. As a matter of fact, women who drink fluoridated water at so-called safe levels or allowable concentrations, and this is an NIH study, several of them, that show that children born, babies born to women who drink fluoridated water have slightly lower IQs. That's pretty terrible. So the evidence against fluoride is very extensive, and it needs to be eliminated from our drinking water. Unfortunately, it's still being used, and it has to be filtered out of your drinking water. Otherwise, you're going to be drinking water that has very toxic, neurotoxic effects. They're finding in as you grow older, it actually demineralizes the bone. It has the opposite effect. It displaces calcium from your bones. So as you get older, it's going to increase the incidence of osteoporosis. So it weakens the bone structure. It's also now implicated in contributing towards possibly dementia and Alzheimer's. So it's a really terrible problem. And the Environmental Working Group and other agencies have been fighting the EPA on this. Fluoride Action Network has a lawsuit against the EPA because they're actually regulating the addition of a very toxic substance, which is terrible. So we want to get rid of it while it's still in our water. That's just, again, one of the many toxic substances we find in our drinking water on a regular basis. So add to that all these toxic substances, heavy metals, pharmaceuticals, even radiation. Naturally occurring uranium is fairly common in a lot of water systems. So when I look at a war report, we see radioactivity, alpha particles, beta particles, sometimes radium-226 and 228. Now, if you're drinking uranium-laden water, it's a toxic heavy metal. Plus, these radioactive particles, what do they do to your cells? They damage the DNA. So that's another contributing substance to long-term potential cancers. So you have to look at the cumulative effect of drinking all these toxic substances. So water has unfortunately become a repository for all these toxic substances and toxic waste. And when you're drinking it and bathing in it, also you're bathing in it, you're absorbing a lot of the chemicals, there's a toxic buildup in the bodies that impedes normal healthy function. It prevents nutrients from properly being absorbed. It weakens our immune system. So again, this is a big factor in many, many health disorders. It's a contributing factor. So it's really essential that we filter every drop of water that we consume, we rinse our vegetables with, we bathe in, and you need some solution, preferably at the sink, because even when you buy bottled water, a lot of people are spending billions of dollars on bottled water as a solution, but essentially 60% of the bottled waters that are being sold, according to National Resource Defense Council, they did a study years ago, tested over 100 bottled waters, and about 60% of them had toxic substances in it that were as bad as your tap water. So you're buying all these expensive waters, plus you're drinking most of it is in plastic bottles that leach plasticizers like phthalates, BPA, which are hormone disruptors, and again, they're toxic substances. And you're drinking water that's not necessarily better than your tap water. And what do you rinse your vegetables with? I had a case where a customer in New Jersey was drinking arsenic-laden water, so he stopped drinking it, but he was rinsing his vegetables. He was still getting arsenic on his food, and he wound up getting arsenic toxicity. So any water that has heavy metals, chemicals, all these toxic substances needs to be cleaned up. You cannot drink toxic water and be healthy. And if you have a health disorder, you can't drink toxic water and become healthy. It's impossible. So despite all the information that's out there that, you know, people assume their water is safe, it's a myth. The water that comes out of your tap is not clean. It's not safe. It's not healthy. It may be potable because it chemically disinfecting it, which of course is a basic necessity. We can't drink water with bacteria in it. However, unbeknownst to a lot of people, that even though they chlorinate water, and if the water comes from a surface water source, it may have parasites such as Cryptosporidium giardia, because the levels of chlorine they use doesn't kill parasites. Now, this is very, very important, because anyone who has a compromised immune system, if you drink water that has a parasite in it, and you get a parasite like Cryptosporidium, that could be lethal to an individual. As a matter of fact, in all the water reports, they give that warning. You want to make sure you're using a filter or filter your water down to 1 micron or less. So that's just a very essential, important fact that everyone, you know, needs to know, especially people who are immune compromised. And that covers a lot of people. People have cancer. People have potentially HIV or immune compromised systems. And a lot of people, millions of people, have immune compromised systems. They cannot drink water that has parasites. So any surface water source, and even if they're filtering it at the treatment plant, the filters are not necessarily going to take out all the parasites, because you need a 1 micron filter. Most treatment plants that are old and outdated do not have that filter capability, filtration capability. So again, you have to protect your water at the tap. That's the bottom line here. You need to have a proper filtration unit that can eliminate the maximum amount of contaminants that are generally found in water. And you need to remove the parasites. You need to remove the chlorine, the chloramine, the residual byproducts, fluoride, heavy metals, pharmaceuticals, and many other compounds that are generally found in water. That's incumbent upon you to clean your water for every purpose, for drinking, rinsing, cooking, and that will give you protection that you need from all these toxic substances.
Good. You're listening to Dr. Roy Spicer. I'm Gary Nall. If you've just joined us, we're 22 minutes into our program, and we want to make a program that's not just pitching for a particular film or product, but rather has information. And we're going to continue sharing information, but now we're going to turn this over to Christine Blaisdell, and Christine will then introduce you to something that can help with a lot of these water woes. Christine, over to you.
Yes. Thanks, Gary. And thank you, Dr. Spicer. Dr. Roy Spicer is definitely the expert, the water expert. I want you to trademark that name, Dr. Spicer, the water expert, because he has been studying this really his whole life. And his mission is to help people gain their health back if they have been subjected to these types of waters. And if you live on this planet, you have been. We have been subjected to fluoride, to pharmaceuticals, to heavy metals, and it's really taken its toll on our systems. And especially right now, with what's happening globally, we need to make sure that our health is in our hands and in our control, but also we need to take steps to make sure that we're doing the most that we can. And I couldn't think of a more important thank you gift to offer the listeners at WBAI. I'm going to throw out a phone number for you to call. This is a single AIO ultra water filter, and you can ask. It's Gary Knoll's single AIO ultra water filter. You have the ability to get this for your home. If you want to get it as a gift for someone else, I highly recommend it. But we're asking for a donation of $225. And this particular water filter, we'll have Dr. Spicer go into in depth what this all removes. But basically, all of those things that he was talking about, this water filter removes. So the fluoride that they add, I know here in Australia, they add so much fluoride to the water, and the population, the people don't know about it. The chloramines, the chlorine, the parasites, and the bacteria that are in our water that we can't see, but they are there and they are wreaking havoc on our bodies and our health and our minds. All of those chemicals and all of those parasites, this particular water filter actually removes them. And so I couldn't think of a more important thank you gift to offer our listeners. If you'd like to get one, we will send it to you to your home with our love and appreciation. Dr. Spicer will get these to you as soon as we can. You want to call this number. It's 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Or you can go to give to WBAI.org And that's the number two, give2wbai.org, and ask for Gary Knoll's single AIO Ultra Water Filter. It's a $225 donation to this incredible station. And we want to keep WBAI as healthy as possible. But more importantly, we want to keep our listeners and our listeners' families healthy as well. So please do give us a call at 212-209-2950. And Dr. Spicer, can you tell our listeners a little bit about this particular water filter and the, how powerful it is?
Yes, Christine, thank you. Over the years, when I first became aware of what the toxins were in water, and I'm going back way back into the 1980s, people were only concerned about chlorine, maybe some lead, and the filter technologies that were available in the 1980s are nowhere near capable of removing the whole range of toxic substances that are in the water today. So over the years, when I became involved with environmental health and realized the importance of finding proper filtration technologies, I learned a lot about the industry. But again, I searched for a lot of different filters that would remove all these toxic substances. There was really no one single technology that could remove the wide range of contaminants. So I spent years working with different companies. We've developed filters over the years, but the last several years required very thinking out of the box type of technology. So when you look at what's in the Metalgon technology, and that's a very unique proprietary filter material that's inside the Gary Knoll filter, it's really a combination of five different filter materials. So let me explain how it works. First, chemicals are adsorbed. Absorption is basically a weak bonding of chemicals to the surface of highly porous carbon filter material. And there's different types of carbon filter material. There's a lot of inexpensive carbon filter material and some very highly sophisticated carbon filter material that has higher surface areas. And that's the type of materials that you need to remove these new chemicals, for not just chlorine, but particularly chloramine and the byproducts called, again, trihalomethanes and haloacetic acids, a whole range of chemicals. Plus, you're encountering pesticides and industrial chemicals. So the carbon materials have to be absorbing this whole range of chemicals, and that requires a high-density, very porous material, and that's what's part of what's in the Metalgon filter. In addition, as I mentioned earlier, some of the most harmful contaminants are parasites and bacteria, and parasites are very difficult to remove unless you use a porous material that has an absolute filtration efficiency of less than 1 micron. And what I mean by that is when you test the porosity of a filter material or its filtration efficiency to get rid of parasites, you need better than 99.95% reduction of particles 1 micron or smaller. Well, the ceramic in the Gary Knoll filters exceeded that, far exceeded it. And it's one of the only filters on the planet that I've seen that's been tested with live parasites. For example, when most filters are rated, carbon block filters are rated to remove cysts, which are parasites, they're tested with particles, not parasites. They're tested with 3 micron size particles. So a filter that's rated by NSF, that's the National Testing Agency, they're tested with particles that are 3 microns in size. Well, that's not good enough because even those carbon blocks that take out particles do not remove all the parasites. And parasites are like little squeegee balls. They can compress in a filter and over time work their way through the filter. So the ceramic in the Gary Knoll filter is far exceeding that filtration efficiency. It's been tested with live cryptosporidium, and it's almost 100% effective, 99.99% or greater than 99.99%. And we don't get any breakthrough of parasites with the ceramic. It's a much superior filter in terms of particle reduction, parasite reduction, and that's a very key feature. Not only is it better on parasite reduction, you have a tiny amount of silver baked into the ceramic, which prevents the regrowth of any bacteria or parasites that are trapped in the ceramic. Now, why is that important? Well, carbon blocks, if they only use a carbon block, bacteria can get in there, there's nutrients in there. And if you don't have something to stop their regrowth, they can breed in there and become a health hazard months down the road when you're using the filter. So with the ceramic and the Gary Knoll AIO Ultra, you don't have any regrowth of bacteria parasites. They're trapped in there at a much more effective efficiency. And not only that, we see over the years that the waters become so dirty that the surface of most filters get clogged up. And if you have a standard carbon block, you can't clean it. It clogs up. You have to throw it out. A very unique feature of the ceramic is that you, when it slows down, the flow rate slows down, you can take a Scotch-Brite pad, a plain abrasive pad, take it out of the filter housing and brush it off on the cold water, and you can restore the flow rate. You can remove the sediment that's trapped on the surface, restore the flow rate. Now, that's very important in a lot of cities. Now, I lived in New York City for years around the area. We have clients up there. The waters can become very, very dirty. You have old rotting main pipes. Some of the filters that are in there for months, they literally look like brown sludge. This is the iron and the sediment that's coming out of these old rotting main pipes. So the ceramic will trap all that sediment. And when it slows down a filter, you could just brush it off and restore the flow rate. So it extends the life of the filter. That's very important. So you don't have to keep changing filters all the time. And the filters generally last up to a year. So you have a ceramic that's much more effective. Inside the ceramic, you have this metal gun material, and it's been tested to NSF standards 42, 53, and 401. So let me explain that. When you make a claim that you're reducing a particular contaminant, it has to be tested to a certain standard. And NSF protocols, those are the protocols used in the industry to document your claims of what you're reducing. For example, chloramine. Now, chloramine, again, is a little more difficult to get rid of instead of chlorine. To reduce it, you need better carbon material. So the ceramic filter, the metal gun filter, Gary Knoll, has been tested for chloramines, and there's 99% reduction of chloramines up to 700 gallons of use. That's a lot of water. 99% reduction of chloramine up to 700 gallons. Chlorine, if they're not using chloramine, you can get up to 1,000 gallons. So for an average family, say of two or three people, that could last you up to a year of regular use. Now, fluoride, this is a very distinct difference on the Gary Knoll filter versus every other filter out on the market. All the other filters that are out there either use activated alumina, which is not used here. They use sometimes bone char, which we don't use here. And they're not really effective against the new forms of fluoride, fluorosilicic acid or hydrofluorosilicate. The Gary Knoll filter has been tested against all forms of fluoride, all forms, and it's been found to reduce 92% of all forms of fluoride up to 0.8 parts per million. Now, that's the new standard that's allowable. Years ago, the EPA set a standard of 4 parts per million, which today is way, way too high. So the new standard they found that's acceptable is 0.8 parts per million. So the Gary Knoll filter will reduce up to 0.8 parts per million of fluoride, 92%. That's the best of any filter on the market. Lead reduction. Lead is common everywhere. Up to 150 parts per billion of lead are reduced, 99%, or greater than 99%. That's very significant. THMs and HAAs, we're getting 98% reduction of all the byproducts. So, again, you have a whole range of chemicals and heavy metals that are reduced by the Gary Knoll AIO Ultra Filter. I'll give you a couple more. It's been tested against glyphosate. Glyphosate is a very toxic substance that's been used in agriculture. We all know about it. 99.9% reduction of glyphosate. That's significant. And I mentioned earlier about the pharmaceuticals. They found 41 different pharmaceuticals in the water supplies in the United States. Gary Knoll AIO Ultra has been tested against 15 different pharmaceuticals, according to NSF standard 401, and it reduced greater than 95% of the 15 different pharmaceuticals that were tested against. Again, that's very, very outstanding. A few other things. Herbicides have been reduced 99%, so there's a lot of pesticides and herbicides in the water. And finally, sediment. I mentioned it gets everything down to 0.5 microns reduction. And overall, you're looking at parasite reduction, chloramine reduction, sediment, fluoride, lead, heavy metals, VOCs, glyphosate, pharmaceuticals, and it's a cleanable filter. It doesn't regrow bacteria, and you have the best parasite-reducing filter on the market. That's outstanding. There's no other filter that I've ever reviewed or seen on the marketplace that can do all of those chemicals and toxic substances and remove them as well as the Garino AI Ultra filter.
And one thing you didn't mention is that the water actually tastes amazing.
Tastes great.
It tastes absolutely amazing.
And it does reduce bad taste and odor, yes. It does.
Yeah, and so the more water we drink as well, Gary can attest to this, the more water that we drink, the more pure, clean water that we drink, the better for our bodies. I'm going to throw out that phone number again, and then I'm going to throw it back to Gary Knoll. Folks, if you're interested in getting this very important for your health thank you gift from WBAI, you can call this number. It's 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Now, these are limited. We do not have unlimited resources here. These are limited, so you do want to make that phone call as soon as you can, and you want to ask for Gary Knoll's AIO Ultra Water Filter. The water filter will be sent to you, to your home, with our love and appreciation, and it is available to you for a pledge of just $225. 212-209-2950. Gary?
Let's just make this as simple as possible. Most people, 93 to 95% of Americans each day, do not do what is in their own health best interest. These are not stupid people. That's a cliche that doesn't work. Because if you ask these people, what have you mastered? They will have mastered their career, many of them their family, being a parent, being a productive member of society. The vast majority are good people of all backgrounds, all ethnicities, all cultures, all ages. And yet, as a nation, we have been so propagandized, starting with Edward Bernays, the nephew of Sigmund Freud, and he became America's first propagandist. And he mastered the art of taking a want and making it a need. And so you're looking at something that you shouldn't have. You shouldn't own it. You shouldn't eat it. You shouldn't consume it. But because you've been convinced by the sparkle and the ethereal world that all these advertisements are about, that you're going to be just as special as that person. And we've all seen this. We've seen the Italian-looking young models, the male and the female in a car, and they're racing in the middle of the night on a street in Manhattan that has no one else on it. Raining, and they're looking at each other in the red car, and it comes screeching up, and we think, wow. You know, and the subconscious message is, if you want to be, you know, this popular and this sexy, buy this car. Well, of course, it's stupid on every level, but it works. And just imagine this. They used to sell you a hamburger, and the hamburger just came with a bun, and then some pickles and some iceberg lettuce and some French fries. But then someone got the idea of product differentiation. I'm going to make a product that's as good as that, but add something else. And then they added the cheeseburger, then the double cheeseburger, added cheese and two other elements. Now they've actually got fried chicken sandwiched with two glazed donuts. And that's both the most absurd thing I've ever seen, but people are buying it. In fact, if you look at we've got bacon because people want bacon, and we've got sausage. Well, sausage and bacon both come from a pig, and we've got the cheese, lots of cheese, and we've got more cheese on our pizza. It comes out of the crust, and it's stringy. You know, it's like they do in your mouth at 4 o'clock in the morning. And you think, oh my God, and thank good for time in the bathroom to brush your teeth and mouthwash. And now people have this mucus all over their body because it's a high allergen, and the crust has acrylamides in it. The bottom line is that we are a nation obese. We are a nation that is so overweight that we're the fattest nation in the world per population. And, of course, that leads to comorbidities. That's one of the top two comorbidities to get people infected with COVID into the hospital or die. And the other is emphysema. So or upper respiratory tract infections and distress, but then we smoke, and then we eat junk foods, including drinking a lot of sugar. Then we end up with 40% of the American population has non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, which kills you. And we have all these other conditions, heart disease and cancers and inflammatory conditions, and we wonder, why me? And it's not because the person's stupid. Again, let's just understand, you can take anyone, pretty much, and if you condition them long enough, over a whole lifetime, that A is good and B is not, a lot of people are going to go to A, even when it's against their own best interest. So if that's the case, then how many people are going to be interested if they're not interested in eating right, not interested in exercising, not interested in dealing with social issues and environmental issues, then are they likely to care about a water filter? The answer is absolutely no. I make that statement because it's just the truth in my long experience in this field, 54 years, by the way, 45 of those on WBAI. But here's the good news. The people who tend to listen to a program about health already are aligning many things in their life to be healthier. Maybe it was a disease, maybe a heart attack, maybe a stroke, maybe a cancer that got them to wake up. But once awakened, they become really wanting to repurpose their life in a healthy way. So those people are people who are tending to other people and know that if there's one nutrient you've got to put in the body more than vitamin C and vitamin D and B complex and protein, fat, and carbohydrates is water. I mean, just imagine, more than your bones, more than your muscle, more than your skin and your organs, your water is the dominant feature, and it's in every cell. The quality of that water is what determines whether or not you stay healthy or you get sick. Now, the body can adapt. We've all seen the person on the street, unfortunately, and before COVID, by the way. This has been going on for a long time because as a society, we have not dealt honestly and ethically and spiritually with our homeless or poor people. We've created this great divide, this great income disparity. And so some people have no choice. They're on their own on the streets, and they'll eat out of a trash can or a dumpster. Now, if you went over there and you started eating a half-eaten sandwich or you drank the rest of a soda, I can assure you you're going to be in a hospital in a few hours with maybe dysentery and diarrhea and possibly even die. But why aren't they? Because over a period of time, their body adapts. It doesn't get better for them. It just means in that moment they're less likely to succumb to the multitude of bacteria that is overwhelming their system. Yeah, but it's one that we adapt to. But unfortunately, that's a maladaptation. So if you start caring about your body, you got to start with water. And if nothing else, make sure that you have water. Well, I don't want people drinking bottled water because, first of all, a lot of the bottled water is not as clean as they advertise. A lot of the so-called spring waters don't come from actual springs. And especially against Nestle, because I boycott Nestle products, and Nestle pays hundreds of dollars for water rights to, you know, take millions of gallons of water out of the ground, and their rights supersede your community rights. And there are communities around the United States that are running out of water, and yet Nestle will give it a bottle whatever it wants. So I'm concerned that we have a better way. Now, mind you, I don't make one penny from this, not a nickel. Everything goes to the station because we want to be able to offer this at the lowest price, save you a lot of money, and you're making a big savings, and help the station. Because at the end of the week, or every 2 weeks, the station is going to pay its salaries. And at the end of the month, its bills, its rent. It's trying to be as responsible as it can be with the limited resources. Remember, there was a time back in 2002 where we were raising $85,000 average per day. We're now lucky to raise $3,000 per day. We just had a $74 day. By the way, that's true of all the Pacifica stations for all different reasons. But one thing's important. We have a lot of programs that deal with helping a person on all levels, mental health, physical health, and that, of course, includes lifestyle modification, but also social issue health. So we are a leader. We just have a very small audience at this time. We're hoping to become relevant again. We have 0.1% of the audience, but that can change. We're up against a lot of podcasts, thousands of podcasts, very good podcasts, by the way. And so we have to change our whole dynamic. but we also have to have enough money just to survive. And we're talking about survival income now. So when you call the station, when you call the number Christine is going to give you in a second, you're getting something that, A, helps the station immediately pay bills. B, the average radio station, even in Pacifica, has about 14 or so employees, and we are way down. What are we down to, 6 or 7 employees? We're half of what ideally we should be at. So we've got to come to grips with helping the station, but also helping ourselves. It would be nice to know that every time you go to brush your teeth, to cook something, to drink water, that you're putting that water into your body, and it's thinning the blood. That's good for your health. It is helping to mind your body's also electrical and biochemical. You need proper hydration for that, because a lot of people, especially get older, they go through a process where the brain no longer is able to tell them they are thirsty, drink, or they've had enough, stop. Hydrodipsia and polydipsia. And by the way, to tell you how serious this is, over 3,000 people died last year in nursing homes because they were malnourished and or they were so thirsty. And the staff, mind you, this is not a free place out there in these nursing homes, yet the staff was so grossly negligent that people died needlessly. And this has been going on for decades, the abuse of senior citizens. So one of the very first things I do when I counsel people is I go over how hydrated they are. And there's a simple test. It's called the impedance test. You can actually buy an impedance machine for like $30 yourself, and so you do it. It tells you how much body fat you have, body mass index. It tells you how much muscle you have, how much bone you have, and how much hydration or water you have, and then your real weight. And if you watch that on a regular basis, you can rebalance your own body chemistry at home. And there's so many illnesses you can help prevent. So we're not talking about something that has no significance. We're talking about something that has real significance, that's very important, that could help you. And so I use a water filter. I filter my water. And I hope that those in the audience who care about their health realize that the number one ingredient in your body is water. Let's make it as clean and healthy and pure and chemical-free as possible. And by the way, every single study coming out now that talks about plastics in the water, medicines in the water, chemotherapy in the water, all forms of heart disease, statin drugs, all in the water. And this is in there because people have to pass out the water out of their body, and the chemicals are in there, and then they don't all get filtered out, nor industrial pollutants get filtered out. So our body is just accumulating massive amounts of these toxicants, and we need to get them out. And water is one of the best ways of cleansing and purifying, detoxifying you can do. Christine?
Well, and, you know, when you were talking about the pharmaceuticals that are in the water, I just remember seeing some of the inserts about the side effects of antidepressants. One of them that I saw was, thoughts of suicide, suicidal thoughts. So it's a soup. It's like almost like a toxic soup that we are introducing into our bodies and our children's bodies, the brains of our children who are just developing, our toddlers, all of that. It's so vitally important to make sure that the water is absolutely pure and not full of heavy metals, fluoride, pharmaceuticals. Now with so many people getting the vaccine, rushing out to get these vaccines for COVID, that's going to be introduced. That's going to be a whole nother level. Dr. Spicer, you might have to do another test to see what's in the water supply with millions of people putting these vaccines into their body and that being transferred into the water supply as well. So now is a really important time to protect yourself, to protect your family, and to make sure that you have that pure, clean drinking water. And it tastes amazing. I can testify to that because the filter that they are using, that Dr. Spicer is talking about in Gary Knoll's Ultra Water Filter, the AIO Ultra Water Filter, it actually makes the water taste delicious, which means you and your kids are going to drink more water. When it tastes good, you drink more. That's just how it is. Here's the phone number again, 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. 2950. Ask for Gary Knowles AIO Ultra Water Filter. It's available to you for a $225 pledge. And here's the thing. If you know of someone who needs this, and we all do, but if you know of someone that really could use this, maybe their health has not been very good. Maybe it's an elderly person that's in your family. Maybe it's someone who's immune compromised. This makes a beautiful gift for them. So please call, because these are limited. So we want to get these water filters out to you as soon as we can. Call that number right now, 212-209-2950. And Dr. Spicer, I had just mentioned about these vaccines and things. Is that something that you might be looking into in the future, in the near future?
Well, they're always looking at what they call the emerging contaminants. These are contaminants that haven't existed in the water supply years ago. And I gave you two examples. One is the PFOS and PFOA chemicals that came from fire retardants and other consumer products that are now showing up in the water. Dioxane is another chemical that's been showing up in the water. If you go back 10, 20 years ago, no one even thought about pharmaceuticals being in the water. Now they're finding pharmaceuticals such as progesterone, ibuprofen, naproxen, acetaminophen, lithium. So all these pharmaceuticals that have been either excreted out of humans or dumped. A lot of people just take their medication, dump them down the toilet when they're finished. It gets into the water supply. So anything is possible down the road, you know, and I'm sure there'll be hundreds of new contaminants showing up over the next decade or two. But Gary brought up a very critical point. You have to look at this from the beginning. If a pregnant woman is drinking water that's unfiltered and there's fluoride in it, and I mentioned about that, or heavy metals and all these chemicals and pharmaceuticals, what impact does it have on the fetus as it's developing? What happens when the baby is born? You know, what's the effect neurologically, physiologically? What's their potential for developing diseases further on down the line as they get older? Because all of these contaminants, especially heavy metals, accumulate. This is called bioaccumulation. So drinking water full of lead, like in Flint, Michigan, had devastating effects on the population. That'll never be filtered out. I mean, all those people that drank that water are now have their bodies full of lead. What's the effect on children neurologically and their intelligence quotient, their learning ability or disabilities that will develop? So this is really a crucial importance to the health of our country, that we do not continue to consume toxic substances on a daily basis that will accumulate and have devastating impacts on our health later on in life. So, you know, to answer your question specifically, anything is possible. I don't know if the vaccinations will have byproducts that'll eventually wind up in our environment. Certainly when they dispose of the needles, anything hypodermics, and I know pharmaceuticals, hospitals dump tons and tons of pharmaceuticals and toxic substances into the ground, and many of these toxic waste dumps have leached chemicals over the last few decades. I was living on Long Island for 30 years, and now they have over 200 identified EPA Superfund sites that have leached chemicals and toxic substances in the water supply that people are drinking. And I deal with this on a regular basis because I have hundreds and hundreds of customers on Long Island in the New York, New Jersey area. So it's just a never-ending battle. And, you know, until we stop this dumping and use of toxic substances and using our water as a repository for all this waste, we're going to be drinking water, unless you filter it, that's full laden with toxic substances. And again, you know, water, and Gary mentioned it, is a nutrient. It's a solvent. All physiological reactions occur in an aqueous environment. We need this. It's essential to our living. So if we keep loading our bodies up every day with these toxic substances, not only are we not allowing the normal physiological process to occur, we're toxifying our body, interrupting the normal endocrine functions and physiological functions. And there's no way, if you're trying to recover from a devastating disease, are you going to be able to be healthy if you continue to load your body up with toxic substances? So it's crucial that we not only ultimately clean up our environment and stop dumping into it, but that we protect ourselves on an individual level by filtering out these toxic substances and drinking and consuming clean, healthy water.
Christine, we're at the end of our program, and I want to thank everyone for listening. Hopefully you've learned some new insights about why we can't take for granted what we all have to take every day, water into our systems. Why not just common sense, put the best water we can into our body, clean, healthy water, because the water coming out of the tap, I would never recommend anyone assume is safe. And if you doubt me, why don't you take a sample of your water in a sterile jar and take it to one of the land-based colleges that test water and have it tested. See for yourself how many parasites, how much lead, how much of the different dozens of chemicals could be in there, and you would never know it looking at that clear glass of water. So we're out of time, everyone. One last call to action. Thank you, Dr. Roy Spicer, and over to you, Christine Blasdell.
Thanks, Gary. And thank you, Dr. Spicer, as well for your lifelong work relating to the health of water and creating healthy water through these filters. Folks, if you would like to get yours, it's really easy to do. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. You can use your Visa, American Express, MasterCard, whatever you like, but make that phone call right now and ask for Gary Knowles' AIO Ultra Water Filter. This will be delivered to your home. It is an above-the-counter water filter you can hook up super easy to your water system, and it is available to you for just a $225 pledge of support to this incredible radio station. 212-209-2950.
Thank you, everyone. Have a nice day.
Any reason is a good reason to give a vehicle to WBAI. Some do it to avoid the hassles of selling. Some like to skip the costs of repairing, while others just enjoy the good feelings of giving back to their community. But no matter your reason, donating a vehicle to WBAI is a great idea. And it's easy. Here's how it works. Simply call 866-WBAI-CAR. That's 866-922-4227. Or give online at wbai.org/donateyourcar. Our vehicle donor support team will arrange your free pickup. When the driver arrives to tow away your great gift, you'll receive a donation receipt. Vehicle donations have the potential to drive hundreds and sometimes even thousands of dollars to WBAI. Call 866-WBAI-CAR or visit wbai.org/donateyourcar.
And this is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org online. Before we go into the next program, we have a news brief coming from WBAI's very own Paul DiRienzo. Paul, take it away.
This is a WBAI news brief for Thursday, June 23rd, 2022. And I am Paul DiRienzo. This morning, in a major defeat for gun control advocates, the Supreme Court said Americans have a right to carry firearms in public. The case titled New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin focused on New York State's concealed carry law limiting the right to carry concealed handguns in public. The 6-3 decision is a big victory for gun advocates in a closely watched Second Amendment case. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote for the majority, "The Constitution, the justice says, protects an individual's right to carry a handgun for self-defense outside the home." The New York law required gun owners to demonstrate a specific need for carrying a gun in public. California, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and Rhode Island all have similar laws. The Biden administration had urged the justices to uphold New York's law. In a dissent joined by his liberal colleagues, Justice Stephen Breyer focused on the toll taken by gun violence. Since the start of this year alone, he wrote, there have already been 277 reported mass shootings, an average of more than one per day. New York's law has been in place since 1913. In most of the country, though, gun owners have little difficulty legally carrying their weapons. New York Attorney General Letitia James defended New York's gun laws as common sense law, allowing the state to fulfill its responsibility, James says, to establish its own gun licensing laws and protect residents. James added in her statement, the state will be taking action to address potential harm the ruling